Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, here we go again. The Democrats want a government shutdown, Schumer shutdown. They want to shut down the government, less than a week to go until the deadline. And why? What is it that has them so angry? What is leading them into this Schumer shutdown? They want you to give free health care to illegal aliens and more. More of their demands. But, you know, you look at what the Democrats are doing right now in the wake of a political terrorist assassination on American soil, in the wake of attacks on federal law enforcement officers working for ICE. Attacks on ICE agents are up 1,000%. We're continuing to see radical left-wing political violence all across America, and yet the Democrats aren't compromising. The Democrats are toning down the rhetoric. The Democrats are backing down. In fact, they aren't apologizing for their outrageous remarks either. In fact, in many ways, they're doubling down on their hateful rhetoric, especially targeting the men and women serving this country in federal law enforcement. Tom Elliott has a compilation, a montage that he put together for Grabian Media. Here you go.
This is Gestapo-like behavior. Plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
The ICE issue is alarming beyond words. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. We're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here. Wake up.
Dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany, especially in the earliest days of Nazi Germany, are the dangers that we need to react to now. They're taking people off the streets and sending them away. It's a five-alarm fire everyone.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. We need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack.
By the way, where are the pathetic public employee unions? Where are the unions? Where is the union leadership? I mean, I get it. The public employees unions never stood up for the private sector union guys in the railroads, in the at Colstrip, you name it. But are they also refusing to stand up for their fellow public employees here too?
It's September 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Fans of Spider-Man, Batman, and Wonder Woman unite, because today is National Comic Book Day. Whether you call them funny books, graphic novels, or floppies, comic books are a unique American art form. The first superhero comic, Action Comics No. 1, was published in 1938, introducing the world to Superman. Since then, creators and artists like Stan Lee, Bill Kane, Jack Kirby, and Neil Adams have helped to build a world where superheroes walk among us and undergo many of the same problems that you deal with every day. So go out, find your local comic book shop, and ask for recommendations for yourself or for your kids. It's a great way to get them to start reading. Also on this date, in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor is sworn in as the first female justice of the Supreme Court. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Luke Skywalker himself, actor Mark Hamill, born in 1951. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, announcer guy, let me finish up one more post here on X. Just shared this during the break. Vicious, outrageous attacks on public employees, calling them Nazis, Gestapo, fascists. And yet we aren't hearing squat from these public employee unions or their leaders here in Montana. They should be banging down the doors of every single media outlet in this state, demanding apologies, demanding a toning down of the rhetoric, demanding a halt to these attacks on public employees. But see, you know, these public employee unions are a part of the Democrat Party front group network that is launching these attacks on ICE agents, on Border Patrol agents, on American border security. So why would we expect them to stand up for their fellow public employees? Yeah, vicious, outrageous attacks on public employees, and yet we aren't hearing squat from these public employee unions or their leaders here in Montana. Now you've got some great union leadership here in the state. You've got, you know, especially out of the private sector, you've got, for example, you've got our friend Jason Small, former state senator Jason Small, who worked in Colstrip, who stood up and fought for and continues to fight for union members that work at the coal mines, that work at the coal plant. Where were the public employees unions? Oh, they finally started to make it look like they would say a little something here and there. These public employee unions, they were slapping their own people in the face with mask mandates. They were slapping their own people in the face with COVID vaccine mandates. And I know I've said this before, but you remember the largest school district in the state of Montana is School District 2 in Billings. And the actual teachers themselves, public employees, voted against being forced to wear masks. And what did the radical left-wing Democrat front group, the union they have to pay dues to, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, what did they do? They slapped those teachers in the face and said, "We don't care how you vote. We don't care what you think. We don't care what your union says, we are going to slap you in the face with a mask mandate." The same public employee union that slapped coal miners in the face, did they ever stand up for the railroaders? Now, slapped them in the face, tried to force them to get the vaccine mandates as well, or lose your job. Your own union leadership working against you or failing to stand up for you. Again, vicious, outrageous attacks on public employees, and yet we aren't hearing squat from these public employee unions or their leaders here in Montana. Now, for some public employee unions at the lower ground level, like the firefighters, they've got some great leadership, typically, right? Got to meet with many of them. A lot of them are great listeners to this show, of course, as well, because we support our first responders here, just like we support the men and women of ICE, just like we support the men and women of the Border Patrol in the midst of the, you know, death threats and the violent, the violent attacks that in the absurd radical left-wing protests that's been facing them, even on the ground here in Montana. And yet, these public employee unions stabbed their private sector union counterparts in the back. And, you know, we saw this repeatedly: oil, gas, coal, railroaders, you name it, the public employee unions failed to stand up for them. Because they're Democrat Party front groups. It's been documented. Look at where their the bulk of their political funding goes to. Look at where their activism goes to. Look at what they were teaching at their own teachers' conference, at this public employees teachers union conference a month before the election last year in Bozeman. You remember when our friend Finley Warden described and documented what he saw when he went basically not really undercover, but basically undercover and exposed everything they were talking about, pushing this radical, woke, left-wing, transgender agenda and trying to force it into your schools and upon your teachers. Against state law, by the way, in many circumstances. They were deliberately instructing teachers how to get around state law to protect kids from the radical, woke, left-wing, transgender in particular agenda. And yet with all these attacks on public employees, you're hearing nothing out of these guys, nothing out of these gals. And like we saw with oil, gas, coal, railroaders, and more, these public employee unions stabbed their private sector union counterparts in the back, and now they refuse to stand up for their fellow public employees. Now, maybe there's somebody out there. Maybe you're listening right now and you're saying, hey, Aaron, wait a minute, Noah. There's a union leader over here, or there's an organization over here. They are standing up for ICE. They are standing up for the Border Patrol. Okay, well, tell them to call into the show right now. You know the number, 406-294-0970. Tell them to message me. They can message us on the Montana. Heck, all they have to do is what I am going to do right now. I'm going to hit the post button. I didn't post that follow-on tweet yet on X. I just posted it using the MTPOL, the Montana Politics hashtag. Any one of these public employee union leaders can do that right now. I stand with ICE. I stand with the Border Patrol. I stand with the coal miners. I stand with the railroaders. I stand with first responders, police officers, and law enforcement. And I will share their post over the air. So if they're out there, now is the time to speak. Or forever hold your peace. But we know they're not very big on peace. Really, what we need to be telling them is to forever hold their violence, because we are seeing continued radical left-wing violence all across America, even in the wake of a vicious political terrorist assassination on American soil. All right, phone lines are open for you. We'll get to Bill in Billings right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow!
Cal Raleigh had himself a night.
Only Judge, Maris, and Babe Ruth have ever hit more in American League history!
On Root Sports Northwest, Cal Raleigh not only hit his 59th home run Wednesday.
Fly ball!
Cal Raleigh's two home runs on Root Sports Northwest helped the Mariners beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle clinched the American League West title with its 16th win in 17 games. The Mariners had won 10 in a row, then they lost one. Now they've won six straight, while the Astros have lost five in a row. Houston was beaten Wednesday 6-0 by the Athletics. The Astros one game behind the Tigers for the last American League wildcard spot with four games to play. Big night for baseball's top home run hitters. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit a pair of homers in the Yankees' 8-1 win over the White Sox. Judge has 51. He joined Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa as the only players with 50 or more home runs four times in their careers. Yanks starting pitcher Max Fried improved to 19-5, first 19-game winner in the majors this year. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs Wednesday, now up to 56, three more than Shohei Ohtani for the National League lead. The Phillies hit a team-record 8 home runs, and they clinched the first-round playoff bye with an 11-1 win over the Marlins. The Cleveland Guardians, with a 5-1 win over the Tigers, have taken over first place in the AL Central by one game over Detroit. Cleveland has won 17 of 19. Soccer, Leo Messi scored twice for Inter Miami in a 4-0 win at NYCFC. With the victory, Inter Miami clinched a spot in the MLS playoffs. NFL Week 4 kicks off tonight. The 2-1 Cardinals host the 2-1 Seahawks. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Broadcasting live across the big sky,
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. In fact, that reminds me, I've got a few messages that have been coming in here. I've been bad about checking the messages here this morning, so I apologize. We've got a pileup of messages coming in. Into the phone lines we go, though, first. We've got Bill in Billings on the line. Bill, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, last hour you guys were talking about the Lee Enterprises, the Billings Gazette, and some of that a little bit. And, you know, I wouldn't give the Billings Gazette 5 cents, period. But I go down and work out at the Y, and they subscribe. So I actually take a look at the printed Gazette. And yesterday was absolutely disgusting that they would print a guest editorial from some old white attorney here in Montana. It almost was a quarter of a page, and the entire thing was simply, Trump must be assassinated. That was all it amounted to. Trump's a dictator. It's the end of democracy. We've got to stop Trump. The whole thing was that, and he really berated our two senators and congressmen for not attacking Trump. The whole thing was nothing but a call for violence, and that the Gazette would print that garbage in our current political climate is absolutely disgusting. And anyway, I'm glad I don't give them a nickel, and I hope no one else does either. Have a great day.
I didn't see that one. Just send me that guest opinion column. I didn't see that one, so unfortunately I can't, you know, weigh in one way or the other. But we've seen a former Montana Supreme Court justice basically condone violence in some guest opinion columns that he has written, and he's been called out for it. And yet you'd see some media publications still publish stuff from that guy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I hadn't seen that one, Bill. Bill, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. The story that really got me fired up earlier this morning, if you've been seeing my other tweets, my other posts on X this morning, was oh, now they decide to cover this story. Now they want to report on and cover the story about the MSU Northern professor and her comments where she celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is Associate Professor of Criminal Justice Samantha Belemba Brownlee. And after she initially attacked Charlie Kirk with a whole bunch of fake news, basically, and false attacks on Charlie Kirk, basically she heard the news that Charlie Kirk had been shot, and so she started attacking Charlie Kirk on Facebook. And then when she heard the news that Charlie Kirk did not survive the political terrorist assassination on American soil, she said, update, he died, aw shucks, thoughts and prayers. And the liberal Lee newspapers refused to cover this story when it first became news. But like they do with Democrat politicians, they don't cover bad stories about Democrats. They wait for a few days and then they cover for the Democrats. They don't cover them. They cover for the Democrats. Same thing here with this left-wing nut job professor in Haver at Montana State University Northern. They're now trying to make her look like the victim. And this is my point. She is not even an American citizen. She's from Canada. And here she is on American soil, who doesn't have a right to be here, who has the privilege of being here, and she is celebrating a political terrorist assassination on American soil. And I've said this before, I know really good people that are Canadians that were here in Montana, and they owned and ran very good businesses, very successful businesses, and they had to go back to Canada because our government said, well, you know, we just don't see a benefit of having you here. These were successful business people, good people, church-going people, and they were told by our federal government, ah, you're going to have to go back to Canada because we don't see the value of having you here. Well, what's the value of having some radical left-wing nut job professor who would celebrate a political terrorist assassination on American soil? What's the value of having her in this country? Get her the heck out of here. If she's on a visa, take the visa away. Send her back to Canada. I'm sure she loves the radical left-wing government there. But it's absolutely pathetic. They're making her look like the victim here. Absolutely pathetic. Let's see, getting into the messages here on the Montana Talks app. I had one earlier from B in Warden, Montana. B said this: wow, there was a pretty impressive meteor that broke up over Huntley, the Huntley area this morning. It looked like something out of a movie. B, yeah, thanks for that message. I know our friend Michael Foth, he got video that a friend of his recorded of this. So I saw a little bit of the video myself. Anyway, I think Michael will have a story for us on the Montana Talks website here later this morning as he puts it all together. But yeah, thanks for the heads up on that. Yeah, the video was pretty impressive looking. I joked with Michael Foth on our little team chat here. I said, they finally got the China spy balloon. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see that video and the story there. In fact, I should have sent Michael a note. Hey, if you reach out to the National Weather Service, they might be able to give you a little bit more information on that one as well. Let's see. 406-294-0970, the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. Yeah. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, I played that montage there of the Democrats continuing with their violent rhetoric. Now, obviously, a lot of that montage were clips from, you know, last week or months ago. But nonetheless, Democrats are refusing to apologize for their outrageous attacks on these public employees. And I'm going to say public employees for a particular reason. Many of you know why. Because the public employee unions are refusing to stand up for their public employees. Because the public employee unions, most of them, like the MFPE, are a Democrat Party front group that supported this open borders invasion, that supported the Biden tester regime, that was anti-oil, gas, coal, anti-American oil, gas, and coal, I should say, because they have no problems with Chinese or Russian oil, gas, and coal. They just have a problem with American energy produced by oftentimes American union workers, your own public employees attacking private sector unions. And yet here they are. They are silent when it comes to these attacks on ICE agents. They are silent when it comes to these death threats and other attacks against the men and women in Border Patrol. Here is Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
People don't go around etching things into shell casings and then firing them into buildings for fun. Nobody does that for fun. People do that are evil, that want to destroy other people's lives, and that want to make a statement. And those people feel like they get cover when you have leaders in this country going out there and defending those types of actions, which is exactly what these congressmen, what these senators have done, what these governors have done, what Gavin Newsom and Tim Walz have done by saying and calling names at our law enforcement officers who are just doing their job and trying to protect their communities. Everybody needs to remember these officers live in these communities too. They live there. Their families are there. They want to make sure that their kids can go to school and that their families can go grocery shopping and go to their jobs and be safe. So overwhelmingly, the American people is with our law enforcement. What I would tell the American people is send a strong message. Sign up. Go to join.ice.gov and sign up, and we will put you to work helping keep the backs and have the backs of these individuals who are so wonderful to go out there and defend America.
Yeah, that was Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. She was on Laura Ingraham's program last night on Fox News, and they were talking about how these anti-ICE, there was an anti-ICE message that was engraved into the bullet on the scene where this radical left-wing violent extremist tried to shoot ICE agents, but then ironically, and also sad as well, sadly, ended up killing at least one of the illegal aliens that was detained. So he went to go shoot the ICE agents because he supports the illegal alien agenda, and ended up actually critically injuring and killing at least one of the illegal aliens that was detained. Wrap your arms around that one. But then again, when you look at the policies that these leftists support, they claim to care for these people. But in reality, they harm these people. That's why it's sad, it's tragic. Nobody wants to see even these criminal illegal aliens gunned down. They need to be removed from this country. They need to be sent back to their home countries or another country. But they shouldn't be gunned down on American soil. Neither should you. Neither should a conservative commentator who offers up a microphone to his opponents. Now, this is interesting, though. Let's insert a little bit of a good news here of what is happening as the left gets more violent, as the left gets more insane, as the Democrats apparently have learned nothing from the 2024 elections, and they double down. Right now, you know, Schumer's about to shut down the government because he wants to give your taxpayer dollars to illegal aliens. What about the Charlie Kirk effect? That's what the Trump war room called it here, the Charlie Kirk effect. 95% increase in church attendance in the 7 days after Charlie Kirk's death. 95% increase in church attendance. That's just one number that tells you about the revival that is taking place in America after such tragic news. All right, phone lines are open. Back after this.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Real quickly here before I get to our next caller on the line, and by the way, we've got phone lines open for you right now. The Senate GOP, this was a perfect illustration showing what's going on back on Capitol Hill right now. Less than a week until the funding deadline, Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats are intent that they want to see a Schumer shutdown. They want to shut down the government. Now, here's the difference between the Republican clean continuing resolution versus the Democrats' filthy continuing resolution. The Republican clean CR does this. It's got bipartisan support. It's a 7 week clean extension. It allows time for the bipartisan appropriations process to occur. That's it. The Democrat filthy CR, as they describe it, $1 trillion in demands to keep government open just for 4 weeks. So they want to take this country hostage to get $1 trillion, and all it would do is keep the government open for 4 weeks. They also would put non-citizens back on taxpayer-funded health care programs. That's my whole point about, did they learn nothing from the 2024 elections? Or do they just think that they can get away with it because you guys will sit home? You guys won't show up for the midterm elections. You guys won't show up for city council elections. You guys didn't show up for school board elections. Maybe Democrats just think they can get away with it. So it doesn't matter what the lessons learned were from the 2024 elections. If Trump supporters don't show up for school boards and city council races and midterm elections, to quote Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? The other thing that would be included in this Democrat filthy CR, this one's interesting. We hear a lot of virtue signaling about rural health care, especially here in Montana. The One Big Beautiful Bill, what did it do? It provided a huge chunk of money to go for rural hospitals. What would the Democrats' CR do in the Schumer shutdown package? it would repeal the $50 billion investment in rural health care. All right, time for all you hospitals out there to start speaking up and sounding off. Anyway, Stephen Miller says this. Stephen Miller talked about, you know, that the he broke it down really the best, I think, here. This was Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff.
Well, the Democrats are demanding free health care for illegal aliens. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have been clear. They will not fund law enforcement. They will not fund the military. They will not fund public safety. They will not fund the operations of the federal government that your tax dollars pay for unless they get free health care for illegal aliens. That is the biggest losing message and the biggest losing argument in American history. We will see if there's enough Democrat senators who are dumb enough to follow Chuck Schumer off the edge of that cliff.
All right. Yeah, they only need a handful of Senate Democrats to get this to move forward here. Let's go on the phone lines. We've got Tom in Bozeman. Tom, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I'm sorry to change the subject, but I'm very concerned that America's lost sight of what the First Amendment really protects. And I think it'd be great to have a lawyer on to give an expert opinion. But it's my understanding that the First Amendment does not protect speech that calls for or induces violence. And so we hear so much violent rhetoric and calls for violence and murder even. And I don't think any of that is protected by the First Amendment. So I think we need to refresh the America's understanding of what that actually protects and what it doesn't.
That's a great idea. In fact, I just emailed my wife right now because she works for an incredible organization that is standing up for the First Amendment worldwide, frankly, right now. You know, so my wife, Jessica, works for the Alliance Defending Freedom, and she spoke at the Charlie Kirk Celebration of Life in Kalispell last week, and she made that point that the First Amendment, really, the United States of America is the only nation left in the Western world where the First Amendment, where we still have the freedom of speech. And we can already see where the left is using their own violent speech and their violent rhetoric, oftentimes to incite violence, to induce violence. They're using that and to then say, well, if you stop us from lying, if you hold us accountable for lying, that's what happened in Jimmy Kimmel's case. He was lying about the shooter, and claimed that the shooter was a MAGA guy and not a leftist transgender activist. And, well, if you guys, you know, hold us accountable for lying or for inciting violence, you don't support the First Amendment. But yet we know very clearly who actually supports the First Amendment and who used government and big tech to silence us at every turn, right? So anyway, I messaged my wife. I was like, maybe we can get one of your incredible First Amendment lawyers to join us on the show to talk about this very topic.
Yeah, and I don't think lying is protected or isn't protected because who knows what the truth is on any issue, but calling for violence is a different thing. So I think you can lie all you want to and be protected by the First Amendment unless those lies are inciting violence, which is all over the country.
Yeah, or if you, unless you specifically lie about somebody, you commit defamation, you know, things like that, then, yeah, you got the free speech to say all you want, but you might be held accountable in a court of law for defaming somebody at the same time as well. But no, great point. Tom, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. Let's go next. We're going to get Caden. Go ahead and send us Kat calling in. Kat is calling in from Eastern Montana. Oh, good. We got her on the phone line right now. Kat, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Well, good morning, Aaron, and thank you to our veterans. I just wanted to say real quick that I ran across this article in The Guardian this morning. It dropped at 7 a.m. This is from Aaron Reed, who's the transgender spouse of our very own transgender lawmaker, Zoe Zephyr. And the headline goes like this. Transgender Americans are seeing a wave of hate unleashed by Charlie Kirk's killing. Now, what it's claiming, and I'm just going to read just a couple sentences here. On the day Charlie Kirk was shot, fear rippled through the left. that the far right would seize the moment to consolidate power. It goes on to say Republicans were already blaming trans people and that the transgender symbols have been quickly debunked. My point is here is that, you know, this is where the transgender community is getting their information, and it is absolutely sick. I realize freedom of speech, but then there has to be protections for propaganda. So, you know, it's interesting to put yourself in the shoes of the transgender community just to see what they're reading. And it's absolutely disgusting. So, Aaron, I'm going to post this on my X account, but I did just want to present it and bring it to your listeners.
And while you're there, while you're doing that, Kat, you know, one of the things that's come out about the trans Tifa assassin, who clearly was motivated by a left-wing ideology, who clearly had, you know, this relationship with this transgender partner, and the bullet engravings show that a little bit more. But yet, nobody hated transgender people, or we weren't talking about hate for transgender. In fact, I think we love all people, even the people we disagree with. They love to
100%.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, frankly, that's why we're trying to protect these kids from these life-altering surgeries. Like, hey, if you decide to make that decision when you're an adult, you know what? Hey, you know, but when they want to do this to kids, you're causing permanent lifelong harm to a kid that they can't reverse. It's because we care about these kids that are struggling with these things. Whereas the Zoe Zephyrs and his partner have zero concern for these kids and whether they might one day want to reverse an irreversible procedure because they care about promoting their far-left agenda. But, Kat, what I was going to tell you is, did you ever see the profile piece that Jeremy Carl did on who Zoe Zephyr is? Zach Rash was his original name. And you will see violent video games and the connection to Zach Rash. And it's interesting because you also see violent video game connection. You know, I'm not just talking about like some, you know, Call of Duty game. We're talking about some crazy transgender, furry, violent video game type stuff, almost like borderline dark web connections. And it's just interesting because in that profile piece that Jeremy Carl did on Zach Rash, it had the same type of a background there.
Yeah, 100%. And I just actually reposted that to my ex account a couple of days ago. And what I found in there is what Zach was saying on this animation cartoon was that there was a kind of a precarious sexual position. And it was saying that Zach was referring to the person that he was on top of. And it was like, I want to please you, but I also just as much want to kill you and hurt you.
Yeah, it was clear violence. Hold that thought. We got to hit the break here. Stand by.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, these politically motivated acts of violence have got to stop. I don't think there's any denying anymore, and I'm not blaming you. Blame the shooter. I'm not going to take the ridiculous liberal argument and say that words cause the words are having an impact. You know, we found anti-ICE messages on the shooter's rounds. At least three people shot, one killed in the shooting this morning. And the FBI says they are investigating this incident as a targeted attack against ICE. There has been a 1,000% increase in threats against ICE agents around the country.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, it was nearly 2 years ago that terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis, took 250 hostages, murder, rape, kidnapping, torture, even beheading. Today, it seems as if the cries of the dead and the dying have been drowned out. And yet, as the world may look away, light is shining in this darkness, and it is a movement of love and support for the good people of Israel. It's called the Flags of Fellowship. It's organized by our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And on October the 5th, just a few weeks away, millions across America will prayerfully plant an Israeli flag in honor and solidarity with the victims of the October 7th, 2023 attack and their grieving families. Now, you can be a part of this as well. Get information, and you can join the Flags of Fellowship. Just go to the fellowship online at ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org today.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Parker McCollum announced a 14-date headlining tour kicking off January 23rd in El Paso, Texas. The run will stop at arenas across the country before wrapping with two nights at the St. Augustine Amphitheater in Florida in March. Joining McCollum on select dates are Jake Worthington, William Beckman, and more. The news comes after the release of his self-titled fifth studio album, Parker McCollum, which debuted as his highest charting record yet. General on sale starts Friday. Yeah, and Kenny Chesney paid tribute to his friend and songwriting partner, Brett James, who died September 18th in a small plane crash. He was 57 years old. Chesney took to Instagram to share pics of the two, captioning them in part, "Thank you for being a lifer, for being a shirtless, sunburned troubadour, for your friendship, your songs, and all the laughs." James was one of Nashville's most respected songwriters, penning hits for Carrie Underwood and many more. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got to lighten things up here. We've been talking about some big, serious news here. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about our nation's report card when it comes to public education. So we'll get to a different topic altogether here coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I think we'll have some time to do some open phones time later on in the second half of the 9 o'clock hour as well. But, you know, speaking of lighting things up here at the end of this hour, Tim and Savage, you guys remember this report about, you know, the Health and Human Services is warning. They're saying, hey, pregnant women, look, be careful about taking Tylenol if you are a pregnant woman, because it could increase autism risk amongst kids. And then, of course, the left is now freaking out. And of course, they have to do whatever the opposite Trump says to do. So now you've got pregnant liberal women that are downing bottles of Tylenol. Just like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, Tim and Savage, he poses a very good question for us here. Does Tylenol affect pregnant men the same way that it affects pregnant women? I'm just going to leave that one with you guys there. Nothing further. All right, what else could we do to lighten things up a little bit here? Oh, Jesse Waters is loving Kamala Harris's book. He is absolutely loving Kamala Harris's new book.
Kamala selling everyone out. She crashed the Democrat machine and is now selling it for scrap. After Biden got cooed, Jill rang Dougie. It wasn't a booty call. It was a warning.
Be careful what you wish for. Her tone was desolate. You're about to see how horrible the world is.
Kamala's first circle of hell, picking a VP. Newsom didn't pick up the phone. Pete was too gay and Shapiro too cocky.
I had a nagging concern that he would be unable to settle for a role as number two, and that it would wear on our partnership. I had to be able to completely trust the person in that role. Every day as president, I said, I'll have 99 problems and my vice president can't be one.
Kamala had 99 problems, 107 days, and zero answers. All she knew was she didn't want a VP that was like her, a total liability. So she went with Tim Walz, the biggest dud of the year. She thought his insecurity was cute.
He was immediately self-critical. I'm not a good debater, he said. I've never used a teleprompter. He was less polished than Josh, but he had an appealing authenticity and was genuinely self-deprecating. A lot of people in politics act self-deprecating, but it's just that, an act.
Tampon wasn't acting. He's a train wreck. And when it came time for him to perform at the debate, he fell flat. Kamala underestimated his ability to F things up. Wait until Walz hears Kamala call him fat.
Anyway, that's Jesse Waters last night was sharing some highlights from the audiobook portion from Kamala Harris's new book. Then he interviewed Charlie Spearing. Charlie Spearing apparently wrote a book called Amateur Hour with sources from inside the Kamala team. All right. Hey, big hour coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, taking more of your phone calls. You know, I'll tell you what, last weekend, I don't know about you guys, but I had to get back out on the water. Every single nice day we get, you get a chance to get back out on the lake when it's late September in Montana. You give me a chance at a lake day, I'm taking a lake day. Maybe you weren't able to get a lake day because you still need to get a boat, whether it's a fishing boat or a pontoon boat, you name it. I'll tell you what, get a hold of our friends at Brett's RV and Marine, family owned. They've got the largest inventory of boats and campers. Great camping season right now, too, by the way. Largest selection in a five-state region, and they're a Montana family-owned business. They've got locations across our listening area, Billings, Butte, and Missoula. Or you can check out their inventory at brettsrv.com. And since it's late in the season, I think that's a great time to be buying a boat because it's late in the season. Anyway.
You got me!
The galaxy's safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.